Leading the news this morning, Queensland's flood emergency continues with more evacuations expected today. Another 50 homes at Chinchilla in the state's south are likely to go underwater. At nearby Dalby, more than 100 homes have been evacuated. And hundreds of homes in Rockhampton and Emerald in central Queensland are also under threat. Wild Oats 11 will know its fate this afternoon. It's claiming provisional line honours in the Sydney to Hobart, but is facing a protest for breaching race protocols. Officials say it didn't radio its position when it entered Bass Strait. The yacht's owner says it's simply a misunderstanding. Two men have drowned in Perth in a tragic end to a day out. They are among a group of six people crossing a sandbar from Penguin Island to the mainland. They were all swept away by the high tide and strong winds. The other four were rescued and taken to hospital. Police have evacuated about 30 people in one Sydney street after a tattoo parlour was firebombed. The petrol bomb was thrown at the shop just before 1 o'clock this morning. No one was injured, but the store was badly damaged. Police are searching for two men seen in the area at the time. And in another blow to Japan's whaling program, its fisheries agency admits some of its officials have accepted gifts of whale meat. The ABC first broadcast the allegation 6 months ago. The admission undermines Japan's claim that its whaling program is purely for science.